This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 20th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, much of Israel is enjoying warm and sunny weather. In Tel Aviv, it's a beautiful day to be outside. Jerusalem sees clear skies providing a pleasant atmosphere. In Haifa, the conditions are similarly bright. A perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, a ceasefire has been achieved between Israel and Hezbollah after intense exchanges of fire in Lebanon earlier this hour. 4 IDF soldiers were killed in the conflict. Also, JNS reports that Lebanon-Israel talks will resume in Washington next week, as Senator Marco Rubio confirmed after a call with former Lebanese President Michel Aoun. Also this hour, Times of Israel notes that while the ceasefire is renewed, the IDF will maintain its presence in southern Lebanon. The truce was brokered through Iran, highlighting Tehran's influence over Hezbollah. Separately, Axios highlights that ongoing fighting has postponed U.S.-Iran talks, despite claims that the ceasefire is back in place. And finally, from JT, Ben & Jerry's, Israel introduces a new flavor called Milk and Honey, celebrating Israeli resilience. The ice cream uses dairy from a kibbutz attacked on October 7th. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24 reported just under an hour ago about intense fighting tonight in southern Lebanon. Israel and Hezbollah are exchanging heavy artillery fire, but Israel has not yet used air power. Adam Louis Klein, an advocate for equal rights, posted recently that everyone deserves freedom from systemic defamation and violence. He stands against both anti-Zionism and anti-Palestinian racism. AMK Mapping, a conflict analyst, noted an hour ago that the IDF is currently using white phosphorus on Ali Al-Taher Hill ahead of a ground advance. Now for more on those stories, starting with the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. Walla reports that the agreement comes after a day of severe clashes in Lebanon, which resulted in the loss of 4 Israeli soldiers. The ceasefire aims to halt hostilities, but tensions remain high, with potential ramifications for regional stability. Turning to the diplomatic front, Lebanon and Israel have agreed to resume peace talks in Washington next week, as JNS shared. This development follows a call between Marco Rubio and Michel Aoun. The talks are seen as a crucial step towards easing hostilities, although both sides remain cautious. Meanwhile, according to the Times of Israel, the renewed ceasefire was mediated through Iran, underscoring its sway over Hezbollah. Despite the truce, the IDF continues its operations in southern Lebanon. This move points to ongoing security concerns for Israel in the region. In a related development, Axios reports that the U.S.-Iran talks have been delayed due to the fighting. The postponement indicates the fragile nature of the truce and the significant impact of current tensions on broader diplomatic efforts. Finally, Ben & Jerry's Israel has launched a new ice cream flavor named Milk and Honey, as JTA informs us. This comes years after a boycott controversy and highlights the spirit of Israeli perseverance. The flavor symbolizes hope and unity amid challenging times. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that France will permanently close some Israeli defense booths at the Eurosatory Arms Fair. This move affects several Israeli defense companies whose participation was already restricted. Separately, Walla Business announces a significant deal where SailPoint has acquired the Israeli startup Entro for around $200 million. The acquisition aims to bolster security in the era of autonomous technology. And finally, Globes reveals that Nuvei has acquired the Israeli company Payoneer for $2.75 billion. This purchase represents a 9.6% premium on Payoneer's NASDAQ share price, showing strong interest in cross-border commerce. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.